Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Welcome back to Thursday. We hope you enjoyed the sermon segment from yesterday. We're going to pick right back up with the teaching. We're going to be in Romans chapter 7. So if you have your Bible this morning, turn it to Romans chapter 7. If you have your app, go scroll to Romans chapter 7. We're going to start in verse 19 because there are some great parts here that Paul gives us as we expound on this topic, life in the Spirit. Romans chapter 7, starting at verse 19. For the good that I will to do, I do not do. But the evil I will not to do, that I practice. Now, we don't got to make a list, but we all know that there's good that we will to do that we don't do. And we know that there's evil that we will not to do that we practice. So we know that that scripture right there, it is true. Verse 20. Now, if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. I find then a law that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
Oh, isn't that powerful? Mm-hmm. Yes, it's in depth. Mm-hmm. So way back in Monday, we talk about what happened when Adam and Eve eat from the tree. We talk about that. We says good and evil enters. Here in Romans chapter 7, the author is telling us exactly what happened there. He says, there is evil in me, and the evil reign, and there is good in me. And I find myself in this predicament. Because I want to yield to what? The good. But I don't. And the evil that I know that I shouldn't do, that I not only do it, I practice it, he says. I keep on doing. We know some people said, I'm going to quit. Don't you know some people out there in Red Line that tells you, okay, just give me a chance. I'm going to quit. That means they continue. It's habitual practice. Yeah. They know that they shouldn't do it, but they keep on what? Doing it. And the one thing that they know they should do, they find it so difficult to do. Is that dual nature. But thank God. To Jesus Christ, the Redeemer, the one that gives us life, when we yield to him. That's it. We got to yield to him. And that's what Jesus talked about to Nicodemus when he said, you must be born again, that you must be subjected to the Spirit of God. To be born again is to be born by the Spirit of God, to be reconnected by the Spirit of God. That's a whole big teaching there. Because to be born again mean that I now subject my life or give my life over to the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God, we know, is the Word. We studied it out in John chapter 6 and John chapter 1. Jesus says in John chapter 6, my word, the word that I speak to you, they are what? Spirit, and they are life. They are spirit and life, Jesus says. So we know what's the Spirit. When we heal to the Word, we heal to the Spirit. And in John chapter 1 says, God is the Word. Right. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word is God. And it continued to give us more. In 15, in verse 15, it says, and that word becomes what?
Flesh.
And what? Dwell in us. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, guys.
It uses the word in verse 23, a warring, a warring spirit. So we have to have a realization that this is taking place. So there's a warring spirit that's going on. So it's talking here about the three components that are at war. Mm. It's the law of God.
Yeah.
Is at war with the law of our mind, which is at war with the law of sin.
Yes.
So all these things are warring against each other. So it's this all going on now in our head.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it's facing us. The confrontation is in our head. So then it goes on to say, look, the flesh can't solve this problem. Carnality can't solve this problem. He says, I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. So if we have Jesus, we have his word, we have our Spirit of God operating through our spirit of man, and we're choosing to put our mind in alignment with the things of God, even though our flesh tries to rise up, it will not be able to dominate. When you have two against three, you have the spirit and then you have the mind that's being renewed, being transformed by the Spirit through the Word of God, through Jesus Christ. And then we'll be able to effectively retreat when sin presents itself. We'll be able to retreat. We'll be able to take the way of escape. You know, the Bible tells us that when temptation comes, that God, he already provides a way of escape. So sin is going to continually present itself, but it's what are we going to do? We have to subject our mind to the things of God, and we have to make quality decision. Pastor Beckford always says those two words together, a quality decision, not a hasty decision, not a decision based on what it looks like, but a quality decision that we're going to choose to side with the ways of God. That's why, you know, a lot of times people spend a lot of years talking about the same problems and the same issues over and over again, and there's no resolution because there's no submission to the final authority, which is the Word of God.
Yes. So I had to yield my body to what the Word says. I had to bring it in alignment to the Word. So my spirit don't operate all in a vacuum with the Spirit of God. It's all operate within me. So here, let's get this connection. When we connect our spirit that God placed in us, which we studied many weeks ago, that there's a spirit in man that God put, and the breath of the Almighty give them understanding. There's that spirit in man. And a lot of time, as I stop here for a little bit, slow it down a little bit, because we did make clear distinction between the spirit of man and the spirit of God. The spirit of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit, that's completely different. Those two are not the same. So we were created with a spirit. And that spirit is the one that connect to the Holy Spirit, which is God, that now direct my spirit man. And my spirit man now direct my mind. And my mind now direct my body. Okay? I hope we get that knowledge, mm-hmm. how that works. When the Spirit of God connect to the spirit of man, I now direct my mind to do. Because I can't go to church without my mind. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to church, my mind has to go. Mm-hmm. And my mind can't go to church without my body. Mm-hmm. They all got to be in alignment. So when my spirit, watch this. You got to see. Why someone don't go to church? Because his spirit in him is not in alignment with the Spirit of God. And because they're out of alignment, his mind is also out of alignment. His body is out of alignment. He stay home all day. It doesn't bother him. There's no problem. All three of them is in agreement. All three is in totally agreement. One not going without the other. When my spirit come in alignment with God, watch this now, it's going to bring my mind in alignment with what God is saying. And so my mind is in total agreement now. Once my mind is in total agreement, it is telling my body, we're going to church to praise God. And then my body can say, no, my body is in alignment. So all we come to church, all three of us now is in church, and this is a glorious praise. Hallelujah. Then you say, oh, man, that's so great. I'm so happy in church. That's when it's all right.
Like, it has to be intentional, like yes. we say. And I'm yeah. telling you, those French fries taste very good, but we have to intentionally stay on our diet and do the right thing.
That's a passion.
Yeah.
And I got a temptation. I got a temptation every day, especially every Sunday, because then I've been picking up this lady, me and Emily, oh, yeah. picking up this lady to church. So we take her to church, and then after church, the first thing she said, take me to McDonald's.
It's true.
It is true.
It's true.
So go back to that. Ephesians chapter 1, 7.
Oh, Romans chapter, yeah.
The things I said.
Yes, the things I will to do.
Do I got that test every Sunday of the church.
But the good news is there's a greater yeah. spirit. In yes. Romans chapter 8, verse 11, it yes. says, but if the spirit of him
Come
who
on.
Raised Jesus from the dead Set dwells spirit. In you,
you,
he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit. Who dwells in you. So it's possible to change the way we think and take ruler over our natural body. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
are
a day
you looking
count.
For a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.